Greeting to all of us listeners. You are most welcome to today's program of Messages of Love for Sudan, the Voice of Hope. Today's Family Life Lecture topic is about causes of conflict in the family. We have lack of trust. You have heard many women say, "I cannot trust men," and men also say, "I cannot trust women." It is very sad news today in our society that has lost meaning. It has lost meaning in much of the world outside, but in the marriage circle, it is not there. Men do not trust their wives, and women do not trust their husbands. We have also poor communication. Communication is a major cause of breakdown in trust. Communication takes place on two levels, that is, verbal and non-verbal. Non-verbal communication includes touch, facial expressions, tone of voice, posture, and any means of communicating beyond words. If there is miscommunication at either level, it will lead to conflict in the family. We have also power struggle. A power can take place in many different forms. One is financial. Most men in our society are the breadwinners. A power struggle is not a healthy thing for any family because of concentrating both on your efforts on one thing. You split by your forces. As a couple, you are supposed to function as one, think one, act one, and have a common goal.
You are listening to Adventist World Radio, Message of Love for Sudan, the Voice of Hope. Next, we shall be listening to views of people in Arua town about conflict in the family.
How do you solve conflict in your family?
You know, to solve conflicts in the family is easier, but it's not too easy sometimes. If you are a Christian, you will solve conflicts by prayer, to call all the family together, and then we pray, and then we discuss what we have done, and then we pray for it, the problem will be solved. And sometime to gathering all the family together to get out the what caused the problem, I may say like that. In my family, this is the way how I'm solving the problem.
How do you normally settle problem in your family in case you had conflict in your family?
If you have a conflict in your family, you better sit down and solve that problem, but not immediately at that time. You're supposed to take some minute and sit down and solve that problem. So let each and everyone tell her or his problem. Then after that, you just finish the problem.
Well, again, listeners, we are still proceeding with the same topic and the same views toward what people sometimes experience in their family. And as we listen, I think it will be a blessing for us. May we hear, please, could you tell us, how do you settle conflict in your family?
Family is the nuclear of home. And the two people really who are responsible are the two couples. That is the father and the mother. And these are the people who should be actually frank with each other, and the things are done in a frank way and in transparency. And two, the children must always be advised by their parents, if possible, and they have to have something which the parents can give as an input to them as far as the behavior of the children is concerned. When this is all done, I think resolution of problems will not arise most of the time. But if there are problems, then it will be easier for the head of the family or the two heads of the family to sit together and then discuss and accept where there is a mistake, they accept the mistakes, and if necessary, to apologize and correct. And this one will actually show to the children that when they also have the same problem like this, they will apologize and ask for forgiveness. And then things go smooth. And then conflicts will not arise most of the time. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Yes, listeners, as I stand, I'm just along the road, Arua town, so I would like to hear the view of how others also help their family in the way they settle their issues. Dear sister, could you tell us, for how long have you been in family together with your partner?
I've stayed with my family for almost 22 years.
Aha. So in these 22 years, how are you coping up with the issues and how do you settle the conflict in the family?
We were staying well, but there was a problem between the two. So from that side, it left him. Then I'm now staying at my father's place. So concerning the problem of the children, I'm the one looking after them. And then if the problem of school fees, I'm also the one paying the school fees by myself. And they're looking for food for my children by myself, not the husband.
All right, thank you very much. And then in case of any other responsibility, do you feel comfortable in doing that or else you feel as if you are just left alone?
So I'm really suffering. I'm not feeling comfortable at all. That's why you have seen me every day struggling on the roadside.
So thank you for that. We are still by the roadside, getting a lot of the views. So here we had some few. So Mose, could you tell us, please, how you settle some conflict in the family? Because it seems you have a real experience in family management.
Solving a problem in the family needs only you both to know your mistakes. And the moment you know your mistakes, you come to a compromise very, very easily, and you understand each other. Because when I know my mistake and she knows her mistake, why we fought and why we quarreled, the moment you know each other, it's easy. You'll just know that.
Why is it necessary to know your mistakes first before you could settle your problems?
Well, these things normally is only when you are in true love. There's always conflict anyway within the friendship. But when you really love each other, you can't quarrel, and within a short time, you come to a compromise. Because you know your mistakes, and you love each other, and you want to build up your homes.
Okay, could you tell us about how long have you been in marriage? Because you really sound like somebody who had a lot of knowledge in that area.
It's now over 22 years. I'm married since my firstborn is already even an educator. He's a teacher somewhere, and the ladies, two or three, are already married. And I've already stayed in marriage for over 20-something years.
So thank you very much. May God bless you.
God bless you too.
Well, this is a view from one of the persons. So may you tell us, please, how do you settle your issues in the family?
Settling issues and the conflict with the family, when it is financially, I call all the people to sit together and find a solution, but not by fighting. Fighting is not a solution to the dispute in the family, and this is much I can say.
Welcome back after listening to the views of people living in Arua Town about marital conflict in the family. Let's get back and listen to more about today's topic about conflict in the family.
Transparency. On most occasions, couples are not transparent with their partners, especially men. They don't want to tell their top secrets to their wives, and some women are so strong-willed that they will not share their feelings, ideas, and love with their own husbands. Instead, they share them with others outside the family, which leads to marital conflict in the family. Conflict at bedtime. In other families, conflict may arise when there are differences in times for sleeping. Sometimes one partner may come to bed often at a very late hour, which may create great tension between the couples because they may not have time to discuss daily issues and fulfill their desires. For your marriage life to have little or a minimum of problems, try to understand your partner so intimately so that when they do something in a way which may annoy, you should be able to understand their motives and what they are trying to tell you. Again, it is very important to voice our expectations and say what is on your mind. Don't keep things to yourself and assume that the partner will read them from your heart. You are listening to Adventist World Radio, Messages of Love for Sudan, the Voice of Hope. You can call us on 0782-780-867. You can call us on 0782-780-867.
Love,
Dear listener, with me is Pastor Lasso Richard. He's from South Sudan. I'm going to interview him how he can solve conflict in his family. Yes, Pastor, how do you normally solve conflict in your family?
Thank you very much for asking that question. That question is wide, and to give an answer, it needs to be specific. So as you said, you are asking about conflict. Exactly, before I answer the question, I just need to find out the definition for conflict. What is a conflict? Conflict, of course, is a misunderstanding or disagreement. So if there is a conflict, it means people don't understand themselves or they disagree on something. Now, if there is that kind of disagreement, how do we settle it? One, if somebody is talking, the other one has to listen. Then in the course of listening, you have to digest and see what is really the next person speaking about and what is required from you as the listener. If we listen and take time to respond, it helps us not to go away from understanding each other. So if there is already a misunderstanding, then it means people have to look for a way of coming back to understand each other. And how do we do that? That's the question. For us to solve, to come back to understand each other, unless we listen and find answers to one another, if one person is talking and the other one is to listen, and in that way, we cannot really create a conflict among us. Thank you.
In the studio with me is Ms. Deborah Ibrahim from Ochiva Village, who is working as a peace promoter in that village. And I'm going to interview her about the causes of conflict in the family. Yes, Ms. Deborah, what are the causes of conflict in our family today?
Well, we have very many problems in the homes. First of all, we can look at communication. Sometimes we fail to communicate to our husbands or our wives. When a man comes from the work and we fail to use the good language, we become rude. So it brings problem in our home. And there's also lack of trust. Sometimes when one's spouse come home late, there's a problem because there's lack of trust. We always complain why he or she has delayed home. So that brings major problem in the home. And there's also influence of in-laws in the home. We have lack of being open, not having enough time to one another. It causes major problem in the home. And also stress. Sometimes when we are stressed at the working place, instead of leaving it at the place of work, we take it home. So it causes big problem. And lack of responsibility. Sometimes one leave responsibility to another. For example, if my responsibility is to take care of the children or prepare food for them, you find I can deny that and leave one person to carry that responsibility. It brings a big problem in the home.
Yes, you talk of lack of trust, poor communication, and many others. How can you solve that problem when it is arise in your family?
So to my understanding, I see we must have be open to each other, not to hide. And if we share everything open, you'll find the home will have peace and we'll all move forward together.
Thank you very much, dear listener. As I mentioned before that we have guests of honor from Uchiva village in Arua town. He has given us encouraging words to overcome conflict in our family today. Dear listener, you know we have very many problems that may come in our daily life, and as he has mentioned how we should address the conflict in the family. We need to take it in our daily life and solve conflict in our family so that a misunderstanding should not exist in our life. And I know how what really touched very many people outside who are listening, and I hope what he has given us will be for your grantee to solve a misunderstanding in the family. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Today we have a special offer for you that is free Bible studies like Basic Hell, Step to Christ, Personal Basic Study Guides in three different languages. That is English, Juba Arabic, Bari, and Moro. Therefore, to ask for free Bible course, you can contact us at Message of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 8. 23 Arua, Uganda, or call us on 256-782-780-867.
For more information about this topic and the comments from various groups, you can contact us, Messages of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823 Arua, Uganda. Or call us on 0782-780-867. We look forward to hearing from you. I'm Justin.
And Aruna.